The European Union has once again delayed the implementation of their new entry-exit system, originally scheduled to debut in 2022. This postponement affects travelers planning trips to Europe, as the entry-exit system is designed to modernize border checks and pave the way for the European Travel Information and Authorization System. The entry-exit system is a comprehensive initiative by the European Union to modernize and strengthen its external border controls, aimed at non-EU citizens entering the 27-country Schengen area for short stays of up to 90 days within a 180-day period. The entry-exit system intends to replace traditional passport stamping with advanced biometric identification methods. Travelers would provide fingerprints and facial scans upon arrival, enhancing security and efficiency by accurately recording entry and exit data. Originally targeted for activation in 2022, the entry-exit system has faced multiple delays due to various challenges. The system is also a foundational element for the upcoming European Travel Information and Authorization System, which will require visitors from visa-free countries, including the United States, to obtain travel authorization before their trips. The delay of the entry-exit system directly affects the timeline for the European Travel Information and Authorization System Visa Waiver Program. The European Travel Information and Authorization System was expected to launch in the first half of 2025 and would mandate that travelers from visa-exempt countries apply online for travel authorization. The authorization would cost approximately $7.50, it's 7 euros, and remain valid for up to 3 years, or until the traveler's passport expires, whichever comes first. With the postponement of the entry-exit system, the rollout of the European Travel Information and Authorization System is also pushed back, as the two systems are interconnected. This means that for now, travelers can continue to visit Europe without the need for prior electronic authorization, adhering to the current passport and visa regulations. Several factors have contributed to the indefinite postponement of the entry-exit system. Major EU countries, such as Germany, France, and the Netherlands, have reported unpreparedness for the system's implementation, citing technical and legal challenges. These nations, responsible for a significant portion of EU border crossings, expressed concern over the system's stability and the need for legal amendments to allow a phased rollout instead of a simultaneous launch across all border points. Additionally, there are worries about potential delays at border crossings due to the new biometric procedures, which could impact the flow of travelers. For U.S. citizens planning to visit Europe, the delay means that current travel procedures remain unchanged for the time being. Travelers can continue to enter and exit the Schengen area using their passports without the need for additional biometric data or prior air travel authorization through the European Travel Information and Authorization System. However, it's essential for travelers to stay informed about future developments, as the eventual implementation of the entry-exit system and the European Travel Information and Authorization System will introduce new requirements. Once the European Travel Information and Authorization System become operational, travelers will need to apply online for travel authorization before their trip to Europe. This process will involve filling out an application and paying a fee of approximately $7.50, with the authorization valid for up to 3 years, or until the passport expires. Additionally, the entry-exit system will require non-EU visitors to provide biometric data at border crossings, such as fingerprints and facial scans, which may affect processing times and require additional steps upon arrival. The initial implementation of these systems may result in longer wait times at airports and other entry ports, as both travelers and border officials adapt to the new procedures. It's important to recognize that while these delays may cause uncertainty, they also offer travelers additional time to prepare for upcoming changes in European border regulations. The postponement allows the European Union and its member states to address technical and legal hurdles, ideally leading to a smoother transition when the systems are eventually launched. Travelers should monitor official communication from the European Commission and consult with travel advisors for the most current information. By staying proactive and informed, travelers can ensure seamless journeys to Europe in the future, adapting to new requirements as they are implemented. Today in Travel is brought to you by the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.